Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Specifically, let's point to Bruce, and I'm sure you have a good relationship with Bruce. I'm not going to ask you to denigrate him, but the guy's record speaks for itself. It's 9 years now, 58-82-1. Why the loyalty? Why is Bruce still here?
Because he's, at the end of the day, I think he's great at what he does. I mean, he's great at his job. I mean, his job isn't necessarily to pick, you know, the talent. Like, I don't really know the structure of the front office per se. You know, we've hired a lot of new guys this past season that obviously I'm not in the building, so I don't really know what everyone's role is. But I mean, Bruce's role is the president over the whole thing. We have a guy who's in charge of college scouting. We have a guy who's in charge of pro personnel. And, you know, we have a lot of lieutenants who kind of fall underneath those guys, and they all kind of work in conjunction with Bruce and Dan. We don't have just one guy kind of pulling the strings, kind of like a – I'm not even going to say pulling the strings, but one guy who's kind of making all the personnel decisions.
Right, but Bruce makes the final call.
See, I don't know if that's 100% true. I know he gets the title of saying he makes the final call, but, you know, I haven't sat in a meeting and saw Bruce have a guy picked out, Jay have a guy picked out, the head of pro scouting have a guy picked out, and ultimately they go with Bruce's guy. Like, I haven't been in a meeting and seen that happen. I've been in a meeting where I've seen everyone talking and voicing their opinions and, you know, coming to a consensus. I haven't seen just one guy kind of overruling everybody and saying, all right, I got final say, this is what we're going to do, guys. Mm-hmm. All right, next. So I can't really comment on what I haven't seen. I know the way the structure is laid in place, it seems that way because Bruce is the president.
Right.
And then you have, you know, you don't have a GM actually in place. And I don't even know exactly what Doug's title is, but he has some power to say over there as well. So, you know, I joke with him all the time about I'm ready to be the GM. And so
I
don't know if
this.
I quite want that job yet. But.
Oh, I was going to ask you, if Bruce actually called you and said, hey, D'Angelo, we really want a former player to come in who was in the league just a couple of years ago. You know the league, especially defense. Can you help us kind of scout some of the possible free agents out there? Maybe not look at the college players. Let the college guys handle that. But in terms of pro personnel, and if they wanted you to come help, would you do it? Or is that too much of a commitment?
Nah, I would do it, but just some things have to change. Like for me to entertain something like that, like I need some assurances that my voice would actually carry some weight. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to just come in there and be a yes man.
Right.
I'm just not. I have a very different viewpoint on a lot of things because some of these knuckleheads, some of these guys, you know, that you kind of don't know about. Like, I was one of those guys. You know what I mean? So, you know, who better to help guide young men or even figure out if a dude is selling you a crock of crap or if he's telling you the truth. You know what I mean? Like, I sat in those meetings as a 20-year-old rookie or potential draft pick, kind of telling coaches exactly what they wanted to hear. I knew how to play that game. And so, I can smell BS from a mile away, and, you know, just having the chance to, you know, when I was figuring out if I wanted to get in the front office or get in the TV, just having the chance to sit in on some of those combine meetings, like I could easily tell who was very, very genuine and who had been coached up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Who's his agent? Oh yeah, his agent recruited me. I can remember, boy, he had a whole team of guys who would walk you through the combine process and almost give you the perfect answer for every question. And you could feel that from some guys. Some people might not have been able to feel it as well as I could. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying I'm this the world's greatest or the smartest guy in the world. But, you know, I'm a pretty young guy. I just came out of that locker room. I know how to relate to players. I know ultimately who can play and who can't play, who really is about football and who's about all the shiny, you know, glamorous things that football gives you. Because that's ultimately what you want. You want a locker room full of guys who love football, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. who want to do what it takes to win each and every game. And, you know, watching what we saw on the field yesterday, I don't feel like we had a lot of those guys out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.